Hello and welcome to the Gulf Coast to Space Coast podcast, coming to you from the Clearwater studios of the Charles Ruttenberg home. And today, my name is Mike Webb. I am your broker here at Charles Ruttenberg, the Clearwater office. And I have a very special guest with us today. I want to introduce Lillianne Woore, the owner and operator of Show Homes Tampa Bay. Hello, Lillianne. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Thank you so for having me.
So what's going on? What do you do in your business? And I know you have a lot of real estate experience. I've heard you before. You have some great advice for agents how to sell a home. So in a nutshell, what is it you do?
We help realtors to sell their listings faster and for more money. And actually, we are kind of help them even to get more listings. So we have the tools to show the sellers how they can get more money for their asset and move to the next step of their life.
I would think in this post-pandemic market we're in right now, things have seemed to calm down a little bit from the frenzy we had 2 years ago, that this is some really important information. I know listings are starting to sit a little bit longer now than they did.
They don't have to.
Oh, well, that's the good news. I have personally seen some of the results of your company's work, and they're just phenomenal. So I'm really excited today that we get the opportunity to share this with our audience. So what is it you're going to talk to us about today?
We're going to talk about the don'ts and do's of staging to sell. So there is a big misconception around what staging does or doesn't. A lot of people think that I don't need to stage because the market is hot. The staging does exactly the same things. Doesn't matter if it's a buyer or seller's market, does exactly the same things. Shortens the time on the market and sells for more.
Well, I don't think anybody is going to argue with that result that they could get out of using your company or using your strategies that you're going to talk to us about today. So you're going to talk to us about some do's and don'ts, right?
Correct.
All right. Let's do the don'ts first. So agents, sharpen your pencil and pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah. So the don'ts, you're right, it's very important because first we have to remove the negative before we implementing the positive and the improvements. They are very simple. There are five things that I'm focusing usually. So when we walk in a property, we look for things that they may turn the buyer off.
Okay.
Because the buyers, they when they step into the property, they literally 10 seconds, they make the decision to buy or not. This is the question. So when they fell in love with the house, it's not anymore a transaction. It's an emotional thing. So they are start walking the house looking for reason to buy the house. If anything turns them off the moment they step into, they spend the next few minutes to find the reason to not buy the house because they cannot just tell to the realtor, oh, I don't like it. So they have to have a good reason to say, no, I don't like this house.
So you're going to give us the skills to overcome those reasons and the methodology, if you will, to overcome those reasons and to take them right off the table.
Correct. So the agents should walk in a house with a buyer's hat and say, okay, what will turn the buyers off? And after put the designer glasses and say, okay, how I fix it? So they can take my glasses if they want. But in the meantime, I give them the tips what to look for.
Perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and kick you off with the don'ts. What would you say is your number one don't that you've seen a buyer come in and, like you say, within that first 10 seconds go, oh, that's a turnoff. This property?
I think the number one and others. So a lot of people that may have pets or cook with special spices, those smells are, or smoke, the smells taste in the furniture, in the carpet, in the walls, and the others are the biggest offender in the process.
So what would you say, give me some examples, we all have had walked into the wet dog smell, which I love dogs, but a wet dog doesn't smell very good. We've walked into smokers. It used to be a bigger thing years past. You don't see it as or smell it as much anymore. What? Give me some ideas of what you guys could do or recommend the agents do or the sellers do to eliminate these types of odors?
There are procedures out there that can remove the odors. They are like 3-4 hours process. This is not very complicated. That can remove any odor, but of course the source of odor should be removed.
Okay. So they might have to find a family member that'll take the family pet when they're showing. Okay.
Or stop smoking is good for health.
See, and you're delivering that hard message in a light that they can understand that it's going to help them in the back end of the transaction.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So does that include paint? Does it include a...
So depends. So if they have carpet, most likely the smell penetrate the carpet and the pad underneath. So the carpet has to go. Sometimes the paint not only absorbs that smell, but it's time for the paint to go as well. So that is part of another don'ts that the sellers would not have to neglect the maintenance, repairs, and the overall look of the house. So the paint is peeled, very dark, looks old, tinted, that should be addressed.
So it can kind of be a twofold purpose there. It can be to eliminate the odor, and it can also be an upgrade and maybe go with some neutral color, some updated colors that aren't quite as offensive.
Correct. So have dark colors and 50 shades of browns or or blues around the house do not help give the hard feel, look on the layout. So the buyers may not like the layout because of that.
Okay. And it can certainly change the whole appeal of a home.
Yes.
Just changing a color. Okay. Very good. Number one is odors. What's the next one on your hot sheet here?
I already gave you the maintenance, repairs, and paint. So that will be the number two. We already touched it. And staging wise, I would say do not over personalize. So a lot of people, and rightful so, we like something and we believe everybody likes what we like.
Right.
And we are all guilty of that.
Very much so.
So, and we're very surprised. Why don't they don't like purple all around? So,
or a particular lifestyle that you maybe have pictures of, or a sports team. Maybe I'd be a little guilty of that. You don't want to see my sports team's pictures up there. Maybe you like a different team. So you have to really make it as neutral as possible.
Yes, because let's say the realtor brings in 10 potential buyers, ready, able, and willing to buy. Very unlikely all of them will like exactly that. Some color, some team, some... adventure. So we are in a society that everybody wants to criticize somebody else. So don't give them anything to criticize. So
that's
it's just,
right.
it's okay.
It is. It's okay. It's all, we can all be ourselves. Yeah. Okay. So we've got odors. We've got maintenance. Would you call it deferred maintenance type of stuff that needs to be addressed? What's your next one on there?
I would say don't overdo with the furniture. The homes look smaller when we have bigger and a lot of furniture, yes.
Yeah.
So a lot of time, if maybe we don't need an extra dresser in the bedroom because the bedroom looks small. We don't need a big recliner in the living area with a huge coffee table. So better we prepare for sale, for showings, less the house will stay on the market.
I imagine there's a science behind a certain size room, what size couch you should have in there and different things, correct?
Correct. And one of the main rule is the IKEA rule. Leave us enough space to walk through the house. So.
The IKEA rule. I like that. Okay. So that's the third. What do you have on your fourth?
I would say the curb appeal.
Very good. A lot of people forget this one, don't they? That's last sometimes on their list.
And you know, this is upsets me the most because it's the less expensive item to do in the house. And I'm seeing this a lot with investors, with flippers.
Not doing it?
Yeah. So they...
They run out of money.
Yes, exactly. By the time they go to address the curb appeal, they run out of money. And guess what? The curb appeal is the first pictures on MLS. And that attracts showings. So if the first picture is not looking correctly, you set up an expectation for the buyers. And you may have less showings. A lot of time we come in and redo the curb appeal, and we tell sellers, do not even drop the price. Let's just redo the curb appeal to increase showings. Because what we all know, if you don't have showings, you think, oh, I'm priced too high. Mm-hmm. But a lot of time when they call me and say, Liliana, why do you think this house doesn't sell? So I'm looking in and say, because nobody will say next picture, say next listing when you look at this, because they are afraid what they can see inside.
Right. Right. So I think you can't sell them the house if you can't get them in the house. If they just do a drive-by and don't even stop, because
they don't even put it on their buyer's agent list, because they look online, almost 100% of showings are set beforehand, and right. They look online, they have their criteria, a new listing shows up, and they look at the listing, and if the curb appeal shows, oh, this house must be dirty, might be clutter, but just by the look of the exterior.
Okay.
And say, I don't even bother to go there.
So don't neglect that. And that's a lot of times, we have professional companies that we can come in and do this, but that's a lot of times something the seller can do themselves, and getting the house ready for, getting the yard in shape, maybe trimming the shrubs and the trees and stuff like that.
Yeah. So my tip always for them is take a picture of the house and look at it on your phone and see how it looks.
Okay.
And you see what the buyers, because you get used when you live in that environment and you drive to the house every day, it's hard to see what's wrong with that house. So happened to me literally with a seller. She didn't want to do anything outside, but I couldn't see the house.
You had to just pull the branches back off the house.
But she didn't see anything wrong. So I took the picture, got her to see the picture and say, you tell me how do your house look like? And she looked at the picture and said, which house?
Two different houses at that point, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we've got the fourth one, our curb appeal. What's our fifth don't?
I would say the professional photography. So a lot of time when some realtors decide that the listing price is not worth it, the professional photography.
That is a huge mistake. And I will tell you, so many realtors see that. They get aggravated when they, your full-time professional realtors that are doing it as a career, they'll say, I can't believe they put cell phone pictures on there.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of time they say, okay, new iPhones, they have a special camera, special photography. But professional photographers that, by the way, they have, the realtors has to know to ask them the high-resolution photography, to remove the glares, to make sure that people can see through the windows. So if the photography is not high resolution, doesn't make sense.
Okay.
But anyway, yes, we have to take professional photography, but make sure the toilet seat is down.
That's right. It's the little things, isn't it?
And the little things.
Okay, so we got through our five don'ts. We're going to take a break and get a message from our sponsors.
Agents, would you like to close with confidence? If so, close with Integrity Title and Guarantee Agency LLC, where integrity is guaranteed.
We are back with Liliana War from Show Homes Tampa Bay. And now she is going to go over her five do's with us. So we got the don'ts out of the way. What do we need to do to sell this property for the shortest amount of time and the most amount of money?
Okay, Mike, I'll give you all my secrets.
She's got a lot of good secrets, guys, too.
So I'll say the biggest do is the light. We are in the light. Yes.
Really? Interesting.
We are in Florida, and walking in a house that is dark is not acceptable.
I wouldn't have thought that to be number one, but thank you for that.
Yes. And there are a lot of things you can do about that, because some homes, how they are positioned, maybe they don't receive a lot of light.
Right. How it's facing the exposure.
Correct. And a lot of realtors stops just by leaving all the lights on for the showings. What happened, there are other factors that influence this, sometimes more than how the house is faced. And again, going back to how the house presents, it's a dark paint attract the lights. So a house with dark paint will be way darker than a house with a light paint.
Mm, okay.
Draperies. A lot of people, they have dark draperies or strong color draperies.
Right. They want to do that blackout thing so they can pull them and no light gets in.
Correct. What happened, I'm an engineer, so I've learned a lot of physics in my life. I know the dark color absorbs light. Right. So even if they pull the draperies on the side, that color still absorbs light.
Interesting. So perhaps people that have these blackout draperies and these dark draperies in general, maybe they should consider not having them up for when the house is on the market.
Correct. So that will be my biggest advice, and to remove the draperies. So that will bring a lot more light in the house. And the third things that they should do, don't use the yellow lights.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
400 lumens daylight. This is a secret.
There you go, guys. There's a nugget for you. Use the 400 lumens bulbs in your
daylight.
Okay. So you've done the science on it and the psychology, and the brain likes this light and makes it feel better. So.
Correct. Yes.
If you didn't get anything out of this, you got that. Use 400 lumens. Yes. Okay. What's our next do?
Declutter. We all love Home Goods and Ross and all these stores, and they have several closeouts during the year, and we walk in and we find something and we buy it because we love it and go home and try to put it somewhere. Doesn't matter where.
Right, just to throw it in with the rest of the junk we have everywhere, and it's going to fit in perfect, right?
Correct. Plus many, many other things. So when a house is cluttered, you cannot really show the house. So like in the television, you need to be underweight to look normal.
I'm glad this is a podcast. Yeah.
So we need to get just like if you walk into the model home, builder model home, they have just few items.
Yes.
Because we need to showcase the house, not our accessories or furniture.
Not the clutter. Showcase the clutter. Showcase the house. Okay. Another great point. Appreciate that. And I would say that clutter is a consistent battle we have with sellers all the time. But this is my personal stuff. They want to have the convenience sometimes of keeping everything where it is, doing as little as possible, and getting this house on the market and thinking everybody's going to come love it, when there's a lot of prep work goes into making that first impression, isn't there?
Correct. And how I said before, during the dawns, like if it's, I know it's maybe hard to do it, but better they do it, shorter the pain will be.
So
they pay now or they pay later. They have to pay.
So I'll do an early pitch on this. Sometimes maybe it would be better to have somebody like you come deliver that message to the seller versus the agent that they don't want, you know, nobody ever wants to deliver bad news because, you know, the messenger will get shot. That's something that the seller would take better. It's like when an appraisal comes in. I tell them what the value of their home is or what I think it is, or give them a range. And, you know, they have one idea and then the numbers support another one. Now they're upset with me. But if an appraiser comes in, sometimes it's not such a harsh thing. Maybe that is the same thing with you.
Mike, it's a great point. And I saw over and over the realtors try to do everything. So they walk in a house and they tell the sellers what to do. Change this, paint this, repair this. These are my three vendors because you don't want liability.
Right.
Because Mike told them to not have the liability. And the sellers got overwhelmed.
Right.
And I had more than once realtor tell me, Lillian, I didn't listen to you. I keep telling them and I lost the listing because they leased to somebody else that they didn't tell them to do all that. So the best things is to... You have your team. You have Lillian on your back pocket. Just call us and we come to help. So they say, once we have the listing agreement signed, my team will come over and we'll assess exactly what we have to do in order to reach your desired price list. That's it.
That's perfect, and that takes a lot off of their shoulders and keeps their relationship intact with their client. So we could call you like Liliana War, bearer of bad news.
Don't tell them that.
Okay, we got to keep rolling. What's our next do? What's your next big tip?
Create a cohesive style.
I've been struggling with that my whole life.
So. It's pretty simple. It's not that difficult. So we just have to decide which color theme we're going through the house and which style. We cannot have a certain color in one in the dining room and different style, different types of colors in the living room. And when we open the door, you see both in the same time.
You see a lot of times, especially living in Florida, everybody kind of went with this coastal collection theme that was out there. I love it. Get the soft grays and blues and sea foams and everything looking beachy. But then you go into the next room and it's like, you know, something out of Colorado or something. So you're saying get that all flowing together.
Correct. So that is the full experience. Again, purchasing, no matter the amount of money we pay for that item, it's an emotional decision. And we take that transactional out of the transaction. So we always, when we love something, we want to have it, fear of missing out. We right. don't want to start negotiating if we really want to have that. So this is like a very inexpensive way to get what you want, but create a product that touches the emotion of the buyer. And right. And don't forget, we all watch HGTV and the styles, and we want the house to look like this.
And HGTV makes it look so easy. It just all, they kind of wave their magic wand, and it happens. And it just always sells for above price. It closes. There's no loan issues or appraisal issues.
I love
that show. I really do. That's the life I want to live. Okay, so what's our next
I think the last and the most important is...
Saving the best for the last.
Yes, I love the best for the last is highlight the features of the house.
The good points you really want to accentuate.
Correct. So if we have a great view, make sure you don't cover it with a big sofa in your way. Right. If you just redone the bathroom, don't put a lot of rugs on the floor or strong colors around or dark windows treatment so nobody can see your new things.
If you have a great entryway, trim the hedges and the branches back. Let's show it.
Correct. So this is kind of connects with everything else I said before, because if you don't take care of other items, it's very hard to showcase the feature. So let's say you have a great view, like the house is $1 million for the view, but the windows that goes toward exterior are dirty. You cannot see the view. So you have to take care of these small things in order to be able to do that.
Take care of all the little things. The big things take care of themselves, don't they?
Correct.
All right, so great. I wanted to swing this back, though, to something and a thought I had early on when we were talking about the don'ts. What is your thoughts and feelings about virtual staging?
Virtual staging. Okay. So virtual staging is a do, but in the same time is a don't. Depends of the reason you want to go there.
Okay.
So obviously somebody goes toward to do something about the property to sell it faster. This is the main reason. Okay. So
they maybe understand the value of staging, but don't want to take on the whole enchilada.
Correct. Okay. So first of all, like first things is just a virtual staging is hard to be applied on the occupied homes because they have occupied homes. They have already furniture and items. So you cannot really do virtual staging. So let's say virtual staging is just, we address it just to 20%, 30% of the homes on the market.
Okay.
And when we go to virtual staging, I would like realtors to understand that virtual staging is not a substitute for the real furniture staging. The reason is because we have two goals. When we do virtual staging, the picture will look amazing. So you attract showings. So if your curb appeal is good and you want more showings, this is your main goal, use virtual staging. It costs much less and everything. But you have to be so confident about the house that it's perfect. We don't have any problems with the neighborhood. We don't have anything in the house that may turn the buyers off, because once they see it online, it looks wonderful. Even if we have that virtual staging, blah, 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 they don't read it. They just look at it and they like it. And they go in the house and they see different things, doesn't do the trick, doesn't create that emotional connection.
So maybe they leave feeling a little maybe duped or like, this isn't really what I thought it was going to be kind of thing.
Yes, and but sometimes they even forgot that they choose that, because the virtual staging, the virtual staging does the job, brings the buyers in the house. It's just, it doesn't finish the job.
Do you think in your experiences, virtual staging used more in maybe vacant homes?
Actually, only in vacant homes,
Yes, okay.
You cannot really use it on the occupied.
Right. So they get there and it got them there. And then, no, let me just wrap it with this too. If somebody doesn't, just isn't going to a seller's, just, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, I'm not decluttering, I'm not going to do anything to help the agent sell, would they... do you feel a house shows in order, staging, virtual staging, or vacant? In what order there? If you were selling your home, or you were advising someone that you loved, which one? Obviously, if they can't do the real staging, get everything done, get rid of the odors, take care of the maintenance, and do what they need to do to
they
really
need,
sell
this
home.
Is not a, if I want to do it, they have to do that. Otherwise, their price has to reflect the fact they don't want it. So then you cannot have the cake and
eat it too. So I think what we're saying, instead of reducing price, maybe put some money into getting the house ready to show would be.
Correct.
And that's a process. And that's a process that the agents can call you on, and you'll be happy to consult with the sellers on, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, I want to let everybody know today, how do they get a hold of you if they were interested in talking to you about your services?
They can just go on Facebook, look for Show Homes Tampa. That is the easiest way that everybody will remember.
Tampa Bay or Tampa?
Just Show Homes Tampa in Facebook.
Show Homes Tampa,
yes.
Facebook. Okay.
Yes.
And that's the best way to get a hold
of
you?
The best way, they can call us or go to the website. So they have a live chat. The famous AI.
Yeah. We won't even go. And that's a whole other podcast.
Yes.
So, all right, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. And I will tell you, agents, we didn't even scratch the surface of what Liliana's service can do for you. I've sat into some of her trainings, and it's just phenomenal the amount of knowledge and experience this woman has. And she can really deliver on her promise that she tells you to sell it in less time for more money. So, again, thank you for coming in. And with that, I would like to tell everybody we will see you next time. And thanks for tuning in this week's edition of From Gulf Coast to Space Coast.
This is a Charles Ruttenberg Realty podcast, From Gulf Coast to Space Coast. This podcast is sponsored by Integrity Title and Guarantee Agency, LLC, where integrity is guaranteed.